This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to respond when someone reacts to your feedback with manipulation or gaslighting. Say the right words when someone tries to rewrite what just happened. In short, this article contains 7 scripts covering the most common situations where feedback triggers manipulation or gaslighting. From blame shifting to outright reality denial. Script 3. Anchor into facts when someone denies the feedback conversation happened. Script 5. Responding when your feedback is turned back on you as the problem. Script 7. Closing the conversation when manipulation will not stop. Definition: responding to gaslighting in a feedback conversation means naming what you observed, anchoring your position to specific facts, and refusing to accept a distorted version of events, all while keeping the exchange professional and grounded rather than reactive. There is a specific kind of silence that follows a moment of gaslighting. You just give someone clear, considered feedback, and now they are telling you it never happened, or that you misunderstood, or that you are the one causing the problem. The right words in that moment can be the difference between regaining the conversation and losing it entirely. Manipulation and gaslighting thrive in one condition: confusion. I cover this in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, where I write, manipulation thrives in confusion. It dies in clarity. These scripts are built on that single principle. When you have the exact words ready, responding to gaslighting becomes possible, even under pressure. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you want to understand why defensiveness shows up differently, the article on how the amygdala hijacks sabotages feedback conversations is worth reading first. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adapting to the relationship or the room. A script spoken in a flat, recited tone loses all its power. The structure is what protects you. The words need to sound like yours. Script 1. When someone immediately deflects the feedback back at you. Situation. You have just delivered specific feedback, and the other person responds by turning the issue around, suggesting that you're the problem, or that your approach was the real cause of the difficulty. This happens fast, often within the first 30 seconds of the conversation. Why this works? Deflection depends on your willingness to defend yourself. The moment you start justifying your approach, you've lost the original point. This script names the deflection without attacking the person, and it returns the conversation to the feedback itself. Staying on the original subject is the most powerful move available. Standard version. I want to stay with what I raised. Name. I hear that you have concerns about how I approached this, and I'm willing to discuss that separately. Right now, I need us to talk about specific issue. Can we do that? Formal version. I appreciate that you have raised a concern about my approach. I'm committed to addressing that in a separate conversation if you would like. At this point, I need to stay focused on the specific matter I brought forward, which is specific issue. I would like to hear your perspective on that directly. Casual version. I hear you, and I'm not dismissing what you're saying. But let's not lose what I came here to talk about. That specific issue. Can we deal with that first, after you use it? A grounded person will pause and re-engage with the original topic. A person intent on manipulation will deflect again. If they deflect a second time, name it plainly. I notice we keep moving away from specific issue. I need to finish this conversation before we move on. Eamon's note. The person who controls the subject controls the conversation. Hold the subject. Script 2. When someone claims you are misremembering the conversation. Situation. You reference something said in a previous meeting or review, and the other person tells you that is not what happened, or that you have it wrong. This is one of the most disorienting forms of gaslighting in a feedback context. Why this works? The disorientation of gaslighting comes from the gap between your memory and what you are being told. And say it right every time. I recommend creating a written record before or immediately after any conversation that may be disputed. Script 112 from Chapter 11 anchors directly to this practice. A calm, specific statement of what you recall, delivered without apology, closes that gap. Standard version. I know what I remember from that conversation. You said specific words or action on date or occasion. I'm not mistaken about that. I want to discuss what happened, not whether it happened. Formal version. I want to be clear about what I'm referencing. On date, in context, you said specific statement or took a specific action. I have a clear recollection of this, and I have notes from that time. I am not prepared to move forward as though it did not occur. I would like to discuss how we address it after you use it. Some people will back down once they realize you have a specific, time-stamped record. Others will continue to dispute. If the dispute continues, state your next step clearly. I'm going to summarize this conversation in an email afterwards so we both have a clear record. Eamon's note. Your record is your anchor. Before any conversation that feels fragile, write down what happened while it is still fresh. Script 3. When someone denies that the feedback conversation is even happening. Situation. You raise a clear performance or behavior concern, and the person responds as though you're not making sense, as though the concern is baseless, or as though you're confused about what you actually observed. This is responding to gaslighting in its most direct form. Why this works. This script, drawn from script 112 in chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, plants a firm verbal anchor in the facts. I know what I experienced is not an argument. It is a statement. The power is in the refusal to negotiate reality, delivered without raised voices or defensiveness. Standard version. I know what I experienced. You're telling me it didn't happen that way, but I was there. I remember it clearly. This is what I observed. Specific facts. That is what I am here to discuss. Formal version. I want to address something directly. I'm confident in what I observed, and in the accuracy of what I'm raising today. The facts as I understand them are specific facts. I'm not here to debate whether these events occurred. I'm here to address what we do about them after you use it. Watch for the conversation to either shift to genuine engagement or to escalate into further distortion. If the person genuinely engages, continue with the feedback. If distortion continues, close with script 7. Eamon's note. You do not have to convince someone that reality happened. You only have to refuse to pretend it did not. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. When someone uses emotion to shut down the feedback. Situation. You deliver feedback, and the person responds with visible distress, tears, or expressed hurt in a way that is designed to make you the cause of the problem rather than the issue you raised. This is different from genuine emotional response. The pattern here is that the emotion appears at the moment the feedback lands, and it redirects attention away from the issue. Why this works? Emotional responses, whether genuine or tactical, require acknowledgement. Ignoring them makes you look callous, but absorbing them, without returning to the feedback, means the feedback never lands. This script holds both it respects the emotion and returns to the substance. If you want to understand how psychological safety affects this dynamic, the article on what psychological safety means for team synergy gives useful context. Standard version. I can see this is difficult to hear, and I respect that. I'm not raising this to be hard on you. I'm raising it because it matters and because I believe you can address it. When you're ready, I'd like to continue. Formal version. I want to acknowledge that this may be uncomfortable, and I recognize that you're having a strong reaction. It is not my intention to cause distress. However, the concern I have raised is a legitimate one, and I would like to continue this conversation when you feel able to do that. Casual version. Hey, I can see this landed hard. Take a breath. I'm not coming at you here. But I do need us to talk through this, whenever you're ready. After you use it, a genuine emotional response will settle. A tactical one often escalates or pivots to a new complaint. If it escalates, name it calmly. I notice we have moved away from what I raised. I'd like to return to that. Eamon's note. Compassion and clarity are not opposites. You can hold both in the same sentence. Script 5. When your feedback is reframed as bullying or harassment. Situation. You have given direct, specific feedback and the other person responds by labelling your feedback as aggressive, inappropriate, or hostile. This is one of the most serious forms of manipulation in a feedback exchange and it carries real professional risk if not addressed immediately and clearly. Why this works? The risk in this situation is panic. When someone accuses you of misconduct, the instinct is to apologise or back away from the feedback entirely. That is exactly what this tactic is designed to produce. This script grounds you in what actually happened. It does not dismiss their claim, but it does not accept it either. It names the facts of how the feedback was delivered and offers a path to third-party review. If the behaviour sits alongside passive-aggressive patterns, the article on how to address passive-aggressive behaviour eroding team synergy may be relevant. Standard version. I hear that you found this difficult. The feedback I gave was specific topic. Deliver describe your manner calmly, privately, with specific examples. I'm confident in how this conversation has been conducted. If you'd like a third party present for any further discussion, I'm open to that. Formal version. I want to respond directly to what you have said. The feedback I provided today concerned specific issue. It was delivered described privately, respectfully, with reference to specific observations. I do not accept that it constitutes the behaviour you have described. I am prepared to have this conversation in the presence of HR or a senior colleague if you feel that would be appropriate. After you use it, document the conversation immediately after it ends. Note the time, location, what you said, and what they said. Do not wait. If the accusation is later escalated, your contemporaneous record will matter. Eamon's note. A confident person does not collapse when accused. They state the facts and they hold their ground. Script 6. When someone agrees in the room and then denies it afterward. Situation. You have a feedback conversation, reach what appears to be agreement, and then later the person behaves as though no agreement was reached or tells others a different version of what happened. This is a delayed form of manipulation that is particularly damaging to trust. Why this works? This is where the lack of a written record becomes costly. I write in Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time that a verbal agreement is not enough. This script addresses the situation after the fact, but it does so by anchoring firmly to what was agreed in the room. The follow-up email pattern is something I also recommend for how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy as a general practice. For the full framework on preparing and executing high-stakes conversations of exactly this kind, see Say It Right Every Time. Standard version. I want to go back to the conversation we had on date. At the end of that meeting, we agreed that specific agreement. I understood that clearly. I'm surprised to hear a different account of it. Can you help me understand what changed? Formal version. I need to address a discrepancy between what I understood we agreed in our meeting on date and what I'm hearing now. At the close of that conversation, we agreed that specific terms. I'm going to send you a written summary of what I understood to be our agreement. I would like you to review it and let me know if your understanding differs after you use it. Send that email the same day. Keep it factual and brief. This creates a time-stamped record and removes the ambiguity the other person is depending on. If they dispute the summary, you have a clear trail of the dispute itself. Eamon's note. From this point forward, every feedback conversation ends with a written summary. Everyone. Script 7. When you need to close a conversation that will not stop manipulating. Situation. You have tried to return to the feedback. You have anchored to the facts, and the other person continues to deflect, deny, or reframe. This script ends the conversation cleanly without creating a new conflict. Use it when further engagement is only giving the manipulation more room to operate. Why this works? In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe boundary enforcement as more than a suggestion. A boundary without follow-through means nothing. This script closes the conversation with a clear next step, so the other person understands the exchange is not over. It is simply being moved to a more structured setting. The core framework article on staying calm, when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, is useful preparation for moments like this. And if you are preparing for the kind of high-stakes moment that follows, the How to Start a Difficult Conversation Blocking Your Team Synergy article offers a starting framework. Standard version. I can see we're not going to resolve this today in a way that works for both of us. I'm going to end the conversation here. I'll send you a written summary of what I raised and what I observed. I'd like to schedule a follow-up with HR/a neutral colleague/your manager present. Formal version. I do not think continuing this discussion at this point will be productive for either of us. I'm going to close this conversation now. You will receive a written account of the concern I raised and the specific observations I referenced. I would like to reconvene this discussion with appropriate support in attendance. I will send you a proposed time. after you use it. Leave the room or end the call. Do not be drawn back in by a final comment or challenge. Write the summary email within the hour. If a follow-up with HR or a senior leader is needed, book it before the end of the day. The article on how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback covers the follow-up conversation well. Eamon's note. Walking away with dignity is not losing. It is the most powerful move left in the room. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The structure holds the power. Your voice is what makes it land. Adjust for relationship length. A script designed for a formal context will sound cold if used with someone you've worked alongside for a decade. Keep the bones, soften the register. A trusted colleague needs "I want to be straight with you more than I want to address something directly." Match the register to the stakes. If HR is likely to be involved, use the formal version. If you are in a private conversation with a peer, the standard version is usually right. The stakes of the situation, not your comfort level, should drive the choice. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If the words feel strange in your mouth when you practice, they will feel strange when you say them under pressure. Cut and replace with your own language, keeping the structure intact. Prepare for the response, not just the script. Think through what the other person is likely to say after you deliver the script. Practicing the delivery is step one. Practicing your response to their pushback is step two. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Common mistakes when using scripts in manipulation situations. The single biggest failure with word-for-word scripts is that people read them instead of saying them. The moment your delivery sounds rehearsed rather than grounded, you lose authority. Reading verbatim without adapting. If every word is locked in, you cannot respond to what is actually happening in the room. Learn the structure, not the script word for word. Apologizing before using the script. Opening with "I'm sorry," but signals that you are already uncertain. Drop the apology. Start with the first word of the script. Using the formal version in an informal setting. Formal language in a casual relationship reads as hostile. A peer who hears "I want to address something directly" instead of "I need to be straight with you" will feel attacked rather than spoken to, giving up after one attempt. If the first use of a script is met with deflection, the script has not failed. Return to it. A second, calm delivery of the same position is often more powerful than the first. Forgetting to document afterward. The script protects you in the room. The written record protects you afterward. Both matter equally. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity. Frequently asked questions. What does responding to gaslighting at work actually look like? Responding to gaslighting means naming what you experienced, anchoring to specific facts, and refusing to accept a rewritten version of events. It does not mean arguing. It means staying calm, stating what happened clearly, and holding your position without escalating the conversation. How do you respond to gaslighting after giving someone feedback? Stay grounded in facts. Name what you observed, what was said, and what you recorded. Avoid defending your feelings or arguing about intentions. Scripts that anchor to specific events rather than interpretations are the most effective tool for responding to gaslighting without losing your footing. What is the difference between defensiveness and gaslighting in feedback conversations? Defensiveness is an emotional reaction the person pushes back, gets upset, or denies the feedback. Gaslighting is deliberate reality distortion. The person denies the conversation happened, reframes your words, or implies you misunderstood. Defensiveness is uncomfortable. Gaslighting is a different category of problem entirely. Should I document feedback conversations before giving them? Yes. In Chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time, I explain that a written record before a difficult conversation is your anchor to reality if gaslighting occurs afterward. A quick email summary of what was discussed, sent immediately after, protects both parties and gives you solid ground to stand on. What should I do if my script does not stop the manipulation? Stay with your position and stop engaging with the reframe. If the person continues to distort events, close the conversation with a clear statement of your next step, a written summary, an HR conversation, or a follow-up meeting. Continuing to argue only gives the manipulation more oxygen. Can responding to gaslighting scripts be used in written communication? Yes, several scripts in this article are designed for email or written follow-up, especially after verbal conversations where the facts were disputed. Written scripts are particularly valuable because they create a time-stamped record and remove the heat of real-time pressure from the exchange. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.